escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it's time. Quitting time. Right here in the G-Bag Nation, the one segment of the week where you are actually encouraged to call in while you were in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. 877-881-1053 on a football Friday. We have Cowboys preseason action tomorrow. We got the Phillies in town with the Rangers. And, fellas, I'm drinking some of that delicious Spittle coffee. The organic.
From what part of the world?
Peruvian soils.
Yeah.
Is where I believe this came from. Absolutely 10 out of 10. Getting this Zoom started right now on a Friday night. Fired up to watch some Shedeur Sanders, but I'm thinking about the Christmas Day NBA schedule that just got dropped. We're going to get Mavs and Warriors on the same day that we also have, what is that, Cowboys and Commanders?
Cowboys, Commanders. And that could be for a playoff spot.
That's going to be a big game.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big game for sure. I thought it was going to be Mavs, Lakers with the Luka storyline, of course.
Yeah.
But it's going to be Mavs, Warriors on Christmas Day. So you'll get the double dip of Cowboys and Mavs on Christmas. Good luck to all of our families on that day. You got Cavs, Knicks, Spurs, Thunder, Rockets, Lakers.
We're working that day, huh?
Mavs, Warriors, yes we are, and T-Wolves and Nuggets. So I'm thinking about Christmas Day is going to be a fight between the TV and the family.
But it's a Cowboy noon game, isn't it?
Yeah, Cowboy nooner. Yeah, so you'll get a noon Cowboys game and then probably late afternoon. Or
is that a home
maybe,
game?
Maybe a night game.
Is that a home game for the Mavs on the?
No, that's at Golden State.
That's gonna be late.
Yeah,
might be the last game. It might be the last game.
I'm excited about it though. Yeah. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Broadus, what are you drinking, sir?
I am having the Whataburger. It's the Dr. Pepper. Was it blackberry? Is that what I'm drinking?
Yeah, Dr. Pepper blackberry shake from Whataburger. The newest, hottest thing going.
It's really quite good. Quite good. I should have had it when it was colder.
When it was fresh. Yeah. But that's how you know it's good.
It's still, but
that's how you know it's 10 out of 10.
It's good.
You're drinking it like 5 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
I respect it. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking right now that I'm getting to go to dinner tonight. It's Bennett's really kind of his last night in town for his senior year in college. So I'm looking forward to going out.
Oh,
with Bennett and I, yeah.
Doing Albernaise?
Yeah. No. Oh, no. That kid, he's already taking me down. I mean, I can't. Yeah, Albernaise. We're going to go to Nate's. Have a little Nate's seafood.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm looking forward to spending some time with Bennett before he gets out of town and has his last year at Texas. So excited about that. But also told like, hey, Dad, got accepted to grad school, to McCombs Business School.
Great.
So I'm like, okay, so everybody out there, please listen to our fine radio program.
Yeah.
Because we need you.
We do need you.
We need you. Please, just listen a little more if you can.
Put Bennett through grad school.
Put Bennett through grad school. Just please listen to it a little bit longer if you can.
Maybe a couple of more podcasts for Broadus.
Yeah, I've already got like 12 of them. But no, I'm excited about getting to go to dinner tonight with Michelle and Bennett.
I love it, man. That's beautiful. Into the Pim Cup with Lucius.
Uh-huh.
What are you drinking, sir?
Drinking water. I had a whole lot of it, but not a gallon, but I've had a lot of it. thinking about sliding in that pool.
Oh.
After the Shador Sanders game. Look, I call it the Shador Sanders game. It ain't even the Browns no more. It's Shador and them.
It is, man.
I got to chill, bro, because he might go out there and wet the bed, and we all go looking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping he spins it for a couple of TDs tonight.
Do you believe the conspiracies?
If we get Shador TDs tonight, we might have to bust out the Motorboat TD Tuesday for the preseason. Shador might bring that out of us. What'd you say? Conspiracies?
Yeah, do you believe the conspiracies?
Oh, where they got him running with the ones, but he hasn't practiced with them, so they're actually throwing him out there to just sink.
Do you think they're doing this for the owner? The owner maybe asked them to do this one?
Man, I mean...
Are they throwing him out there to show the owner he can't play, which I think he could absolutely play.
Well, what do you think? He's going to look better playing with the threes? Is he supposed to look better playing with the threes?
I just think the guy could play. I don't think people give that kid enough credit for how good he is. He's one of the toughest son of a guns I've ever seen. 2 years ago, they could not block anybody, and they're out there winning games with him getting hit every down. I have a lot of respect for him. I'm not just saying it because of Deion. I'm saying it because I think the kid's extremely
tough. Your type of quarterback, too.
He is
kind of thick.
Yeah.
Sweaty.
That's your boy.
Thick, sweaty. Yeah. You know, guy, that's body armor, all that stuff. Yeah.
I love it. So Shador, swimming pool, maybe a stogie, perhaps some tequila
Definitely
tonight.
Will be all of that in the pool for sure.
I love it, dude.
100%, bro.
We got Dutch Oven checking in. He's fired up for those brownies right now. He can't wait. He's probably got a Shador jersey on pre-gaming, ready for some preseason football action. Shout out to Derek Holland.
The coach.
Total legend. Yeah, Coach Holland.
Coach Dutch.
Yeah, that's right. Coach Dutch.
My man was doing the lunges with the 45s. You seen that?
Yeah, yo, yeah. 185 pounds, my boy, is doing the lunge walks.
Bro.
Yeah, he's back.
He's a psycho, by the way. Yeah, he is a little bit of a psycho.
Oh, yeah. He's my favorite psycho going, yeah. Derek Holland. All right, here we are. What you drinking, what you thinking? 877-881-1053, line one. We got Polo on the line. What you drinking, Polo?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, man, I'm kind of sad because I just found out one of my tattoo clients died last night. His name is Leroy. He won a state championship with the Lincoln Tigers this year. RIP to that young man, and blessings and prayers to his family.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm drinking, I figured on some vodka after I heard this news. But what I'm thinking, y'all, if y'all had a jersey to wear to any city that could just say we kicked out AWS, whose jersey would it be? I think I'd wear Adolis Garcia jersey to Houston, even though he sucks, just get a whole bunch of hate on me. But RIP to that man, family, I love him. I love you, brothers.
Yeah.
Even though you scouted Bobby Carpenter for the Cowboys.
I did not, Polo. That wasn't my guy. I was going in 05. Don't blame that one on me.
Yeah, you were pounding
Come on,
the table
Polo, you're
for
doing
that guy.
Good. By the way, Polo's got you got a new phone. Don't lie. You have a new phone. Don't lie.
I bought this phone last year, brothers. I tell you, I'm so.
Why do you sound so clear then? Like you're not. Like you sound like you're in a car wash every time you call in here.
No, because I'm not on speakerphone right now.
Oh, I see. There you go. All right. Well, I appreciate you doing that, man.
And a shout out to my baby in the living room right now, braiding my baby hair. I love you, girl. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Polo. I'd probably go Dirk jersey in Miami. It's probably what I would do. Dirk in Miami, that would probably get it done. But Adolis Garcia in Houston.
How about a Brett Hull in Buffalo there?
Oh, that's strong, too. Yeah.
Sabres.
I think I got your number.
Yeah.
All right, Jason in Dallas. What you drinking?
We are about six deep in on the Michelob Ultra.
There you go.
Nice, dude.
And
playing golf today?
No, I don't play much of golf.
Okay.
I like to keep my back in one place.
Hey, there drinking beer is a sport.
Yeah, but Mick Ultra is like a golf and beer.
Yeah,
keep he was six in. I think he was on the front nine somewhere.
Yeah, he's hydrating well.
Yeah.
No, my what I'm thinking is I listened to Brian Broaddus. By the way, shout out to you, Brian, for you and Vach.
Thank you, sir.
And Crown Global Media.
Appreciate you saying that, sir.
Waiting for that to take off.
Thank you.
But if and when, you know, Diggs and I think his name's Savone Rebel. I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Yeah,
nailed it.
When those guys come back, does all these other corners kind of fall back into their respective positions, or is there still someone else that's going to need to come in?
No, I think that, like when you talked about Revell and Diggs, Diggs will immediately be the starter. Bland will probably be the other one. You need to figure out the nickel. That's where this thing, and we'll see what Elam is able to do too. But Elam just surprised me that how well he's, every practice he would show up. I was there, I watched eight practices. He had three interceptions, two of them off Dak. So, you know, he's going to be a factor in this. But, man, they need better quality when it comes to the potential of the backups or even the nickel, you know, and I think
Can Revel not, I don't really know what Revel is.
He is a hell of a player. The people there got mad when I asked about the setback and they took a swing at me at training camp. Gotcha. And so, they just don't know the timeline on that. When he was in college, he worked out in Dallas. He did everything. He's doing everything he can to get back on the field. Right now, maybe Diggs is a little bit more ahead of him, but that's kind of where they're at. But they're working hard with the kid. He's doing everything he can to get back. But the people there said, listen, Broadus, you keep talking about when he's coming back, timelines, this, that, the other. We don't have a timeline for him right now. That's the best I can tell you with what's going on.
Well, I appreciate it, Brian. I appreciate it. And
thank you.
You guys have a good evening.
You do the same.
Thank you, Jason.
Be safe, man.
There he goes. Jason on line two. Line three. Black and Gold B. Ladies and gentlemen, what you drinking, sir?
With the first overall pick in the 2026 NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select.
Not Arch Manning.
Well, no, fellas.
Take Nussmeier. You'll love him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll take the LSU player.
There you go.
Sure. Man, I'm just driving home, so I'm just drinking some water, man. Thinking, I'm in a great mood, so I'm going to share some good news with y'all fellas. My wife and I are going to be having another baby.
There you go.
Congrats.
Yeah, man. So I'm pumped about that, man. Looking forward to next month. Got a doctor's appointment, so we'll get to find out what kind of baby we're having.
Congrats, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. And that's it, man. I'm just been happy ever since we found out a month ago. But before I go, man, the song I'm going to recommend, I'm going to dedicate it to my wife, and it's called For My Lady. It's by the Moody Blues.
The Moody Blues.
Y'all have a great weekend, fellas.
Beautiful. I love it. Black and Gold B with baby number two on the way.
We're going to find out what kind of baby he's going to get.
I did like the way he put that. That was strong. I know he's ready. Maybe he'll get a little taste of that Milky. I think he's going to be fired up for that.
Well, everybody I talked to yesterday was listening to the program was kind of like, Eric really did? I'm like, yeah, that's Eric.
I did, man. I had to take one for the team.
Take one for the team is crazy.
It's true. It's true. All right. And we got a couple people texting in saying that they're drinking breast milk right now as we speak. So very nutrient dense, getting set for the weekend. Big Jim, line four. What you drinking, Big Jim?
I suppose it's Friday. I'm drinking whiskey.
Whiskey.
You know, geez, they give that, sometimes they give out breast milk to cancer patients too, you know, when they're trying to build back their immune system.
Come on now.
I've done some reading on that. I tell you what, if we don't get these injuries fixed, if we get more, we're going to have to turn this segment into called Sipping and Bitching.
Yeah.
Because this is bad stuff, fellas.
It is bad right now. It really is.
It's not good. Hey, look, so, looking forward to this Jerry Jones Netflix series. I've been doing a little reading in my spare time, you know, about Jerry and what he's got going on here. And, you know, I was reading about, you know, he talked about how he liked to do things on a handshake. You know, I was reading about the time when he was a young man, not that much older. Well, he was a little younger, actually, than Micah. But when he said he went and got him a handshake deal to buy the San Diego Chargers, he was going to buy it for like $5.8 million.
Gene Klein. Yeah, Gene Klein was going to sell it to him. Yep.
Well, and you know what happened on that deal? He had it agreed to, and his dad called his dad, and they needed to put up $50,000, and his dad vetoed it. So I'm thinking this whole thing with Micah Parsons, it's just we got some daddy issues coming to table here because – David Mulligetta is apparently Pat Jones in this situation because he and Micah had the handshake agreement. They kind of came to what they thought, and Mulligetta was like, hold on, we're not going to do this. So I'm thinking Jerry's kind of working this. And, you know, Jerry worked it. Jerry failed at so many. Everything he got, he had to work his butt off for. So I think he kind of looks at these guys thinking, I'm going to make you – you know, a multi-millionaire, and you boys are going to have to work hard for it. So, anyway, you could drive yourself crazy trying to put Jerry on the couch. But, yep, I think we got some daddy issues. That's why Dak said Steven was the one to close him on his deal. So maybe we need to get Steven in there. Listen, I appreciate you fellas. A lot of great work this week. Brought us.
Yes, sir.
Brought us. we're going to be talking tomorrow evening.
Absolutely, man. I look forward to it. Hey, Big Jim, we only have 2 hours in that thing tomorrow night, so make sure you get in early, okay?
Okay. I'll get it real tight.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
To keep it to 1 point. Y'all take care now.
Thank you, man.
You're the man. Thanks for the call, Big Jim. He's on fire, as always. And
always drinking whiskey. I love the way he says whiskey.
I like the way he says everything.
Yeah, just down the voice.
It's just 10 out of 10 post-game show tomorrow. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, he always calls in for like 18. He signed up for 18 weeks.
Yeah.
He signed up for 18 weeks for sure.
That's right. All right, Josh on Highway 121. What you drinking, Josh?
Hey, just drinking some water right now, getting ready for this white party. I'm about to throw it in the crib if you catch my drift.
Okay.
So I'm thinking Darth Jerry needs to go ahead and trade Micah so we can get ready for the next 10 years of cowboy purgatory and let that man go on and live his life and be productive elsewhere. I love you, fellas. Keep doing your thing.
We love you back, Josh. Be careful, my friend.
Yeah,
get home safe. All right, we got the Billy. Billy, what you drinking?
Sprite. Out of us, actually. And what I'm thinking is I'm going to be watching Jalen Boo this weekend, the rookie.
Ooh.
He's hurt.
He's probably not going to play.
Don't tell me that. I wanted to see him this week. And I'd like to see Dallas actually. I'd like to see these rookies bringing something to the table.
Sure.
It's been a tough year this year. Yeah. I was actually out at Jake's yesterday, and I wanted to come by and say hi to you guys, but I was kind of in a rush. I'm a DoorDash driver here in Saxon. So, I'd like to, like I said, I'm thinking of this game. I'm thinking of all the rookies out here, and hopefully they bring something to the table this year.
There you go.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thank you for the call, Billy. Yeah, it's a bummer. Blue will not be playing in the game, but plenty of other rookies will.
Yeah.
We know because the Cowboys.
He's in a boot. Todd Archer earlier said he was in a boot. And so, yeah, hopefully next week they'll get him back on the practice field.
I love seeing a Kenny on line 7. Kenny, what you drinking, sir?
I am drinking some natural spring water with a splash of rock and roll tequila.
There you go.
Thinking?
Shout out to Mama Papa Bear Brody.
Thank you very much.
And what I'm thinking is, that last caller, Josh, he's having a ditty party, and I think I'm going to go to it.
Kenny, you're a wild animal.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Kenny. That was pretty dang strong. Shout out to Landon and Maxon as well.
Yeah, we forgot about the hockey playing grandsons.
All right, one more. Let's go out with a bang. Julio Pac-Man, what you got? What you drinking?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. It's Friday. I'm about to go to a Rangers game. I'm drinking some water right now I'm driving. Mm-hmm. But I got two thoughts. The first thought is, man, I'm tired of hearing about Luka Doncic. Ooh. You know, I mean, I'm happy that everything's going well for him. But you know what? He's moved on. I think we should all move on, man.
Okay.
It's just like we sound like a bunch of high school kids talking about, oh, Luka this, Luka that. So, man, we just got to move on. He's the enemy, man. So I'm hoping, I mean, AD can throw some dunks on him this year, you know. So that's my first thought. The second thought, and Lucius, this is on you, man. I'm just really surprised. A couple weeks ago when Broadus was going on about Hangage, I'm surprised I didn't make it on the G-bag of the day.
Yeah, the Hangage drop was pretty incredible. Any thoughts
on it? It was even better with the reaction that everybody had. Like,
yeah.
I saw it on YouTube, and man, it was just priceless, man.
Well, we appreciate you being a Tolo Pack, man. Have a great weekend, bro.
You too, man. Take care. Shout out to Bradis and to my wife, Grecia.
Thank you, man.
Heck yeah. All right, there it is.
I knew that one was coming. I just got ahead of it.
That man said, F*** that hot tour. He won that Pac-Man.
That is wild, bro.
We did it, man. We went out with a bang. Thanks to Pac-Man. There it is. What you drinking, what you thinking here on a Friday. Let's barrel into the Expressway commercial freestyle to the top of the hour. Eric Nadel, the Hall of Famer, talking Rangers baseball. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, all next right here on the
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club,
man. All right, let's go commercial free. Thanks to the on-time experts here in the G-Bag Nation. Eric Nadel set to join us. Then we'll get you the G-Bag of the Day in L.A. live. But let's go ahead and welcome in the Hall of Fame voice of your Texas Rangers, Eric Nadel, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. Eric, happy Friday, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I am excited about the Phillies being here. They're a really fun team to watch, and I think this is going to be a great series.
Yeah, man, this is a good baseball team. Is it the pitching or the lineup that strikes more fear into the opponents?
Well, it's funny. Probably the lineup, when you've got guys like Schwarber and Harper and Castellanos and Trey Turner. But their pitching has been exceptional, especially their starting pitching. And you know, their bullpen has been a problem all year, but once they added Yoan Duran at the deadline, things changed completely for the look of their bullpen. And they're going to have David Robertson join them probably on Sunday. Mm. So a major improvement there. And that was the one glaring weakness on this club.
Eric, I know you're – I have to ask you the uniform question about the Phillies. And I want to ask you the ones about the ones when they had the zipper front. Do we appreciate the zipper front with the powder blue when they used to wear those, or how do we feel about those?
I was not a fan.
Okay, that or the White Sox when they wore shorts?
That was worse.
Okay.
Because not only were the White Sox wearing shorts, but they were wearing jerseys that had collars.
The collars, though, but the very 1970s collar, Eric, the kind we used to love to wear that like went from shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah. it was very, very nice for the disco, not so great for the ball field.
I love it. Eric Nadel with us here on The Fan. Eric, I would love to get your thoughts on the season that Nathan Eovaldi has had, because it is truly historical what he's done when you look at the numbers. But you've seen plenty of baseball. How impressed have you been?
Totally impressed. And I'm still a little bit incredulous that he's not getting the recognition that he should be, because he's not yet a qualifier. But it's not as if he's really far from qualifying. I think he's six innings shy of being a qualifier. You know, he's almost there. And if he doesn't miss any starts between now and the rest of the season, he's going to be there. And all of these people who were talking about Cy Young candidates and not mentioning Eovaldi are going to wake up all of a sudden when Eovaldi, with a couple of weeks to go in the season, suddenly pops up among the ERA leaders, and he's a run better than everybody else. And, you know, I think that's going to be embarrassing for a lot of people, but just unbelievable to watch him every game. We've really run out of superlatives to use.
Eric, is there a chance he's the best Ranger pitcher right now?
Well, yeah, because Jacob DeGrom is struggling.
Sure.
I think it's very clear that at the moment he is the best Ranger pitcher. You know, if you needed to win one game,
you'd pick him.
You definitely would pick him right now, and particularly, you know, with his history in big games.
What do you think is going on with DeGrom? Should they give him a little time off here, or just let him play through this?
He says he's not tired, and Bruce Bochy basically, when we asked him after his last start, said, you know, we'll give him one more, you know, without skipping a start or giving him extended rest. You know, he did get extended rest at the All-Star break, and after the All-Star break, he was the fifth guy in the rotation. So they've already tried that, but maybe they need to do it again. I was talking to David Cone about it this week. You know, he's an analyst for the Yankees now. He's a huge believer in skipping a start during the second half of the season. And, you know, just talking to Coney, you know, I became even more of a believer that, you know, if the start tomorrow for DeGrom doesn't go as we hope, you know, it might be time to do that.
Hey, Eric, yesterday we were out. I was scoreboard watching. I was trying to get the White Sox get that run home in the 11th. I just couldn't do it. But do you find yourself at this time of year scoreboard watching? I know you always give us the scores. You always talk about, you know, who's playing in within division, stuff like that. Does that kind of take is that in the front of your mind right now when you're as you go through this second half of the season?
Yeah, definitely. Even, you know, when the Rangers aren't playing now,
yeah,
I'm paying close attention to what Seattle's doing. You know, when Seattle's playing a game on the West Coast after a Ranger home game, I'm always listening to the Seattle game on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally into it now. It is pennant race on, scoreboard watching, full bore right now for me.
Eric Nadel with us here on The Fan. The Phillies running out Christopher Sanchez, and he's been nasty this year. What type of fits is he going to create for the lineup?
Big time fits. He's got the kind of combination that can really baffle the Rangers. You know, they've had problems with fastballs, and they've had problems with changeup, and those are the two pitches he basically throws. He's an extreme ground ball pitcher, and we'll see. You know, he's a guy the Rangers have never faced either, which gives him an advantage. So, you know, I would expect to see a low-scoring game tonight. And, you know, just as I say that, they'll, you know, probably have a 30-minute first inning. And, you know, who knows?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be upset about that. All right, it is a Friday, Eric. So what are you drinking and what are you thinking?
Well, I've been pounding water today. You know, it seems that we're at that stage of the summer when you got to make sure you stay hydrated and get your 3 quarts of water or whatever it is. So I'm doing my best to do that. What I'm thinking is, you know, there are still tickets left for these games this weekend, and people need to come out and watch them. This Phillies team might be the most entertaining team to watch. When you look at the big names in their lineup, and now they've got Duran at the end of the bullpen, they've got really impressive starting pitchers going in the series. They've got Jesus Luzardo tomorrow, one of the great young lefties, and Zach Wheeler, you know, one of the top 10 pitchers in all of baseball, pitching on Sunday. This should be a fantastic series, and people need to come on out here and see it.
Amen to that. I'll be listening for sure, Eric. Thanks for the time, brother. We always appreciate it. Have a great call tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. There he goes, the Hall of Famer, Eric Nadel, with us here in the G-Bag Nation as we are in the commercial-free expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. Let's go into the Pimp Cup with Lucius Alexander for G-Bag of the Day.
Alright, yeah, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan 530. If you see anything floating out there this weekend, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P, LuciIous on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Day number 4, going for 5 right here. Clean sweep all week. RJ and Choppy Show, stand up. Host Sean Sharif crashed out on Tolo Ernesto. Crashed on out.
Live on Sean and RJ. Yo, what's up, guys? First time calling, man.
Show him. Ernesto was happy, fam.
He was so happy to be on. He loved it. Yeah.
He was happy to talk to you guys, finally.
Yeah. Live on Sean and RJ.
Yo, what's up, guys? First time calling, man. It feels good to finally talk to you guys. How you guys doing?
Yo, doing great. Well. Thanks for listening.
So here's my thing. You guys got to stop letting Steven off the hook, man. I mean, Steven and Jerry, you guys are going to need to realize all this could have been avoided. If you would have signed Dak 2 years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation. CeeDee Lamb a year before, we wouldn't be in this situation. You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen to this radio station or show ever?
Yes.
Okay, well, you sound like it. You sound ignorant. Like, because we do it, dude. Are you kidding me? Every single, did you hear G-Bag last week? Did you hear Gavin Dawson last week? Did you hear us with Jerry last year? Turn him down. Turn him down. I can't stand these tweets. And don't say you listen when you don't. You just expose yourself. I dealt with one listener over the weekend who kept saying, yeah, I wish you'd do this. Did you hear Clarence Hill tell Jerry Jones you're being disingenuous to his face? Come on now. Like, just admit you don't. I'd rather you admit you don't listen than lie. It's BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying, he said he was talking about the listeners who just called in.
What?
I said he said he was talking about the listeners who just called in.
I thought he was talking to us.
No, he said he was talking to the toe.
Ernesto, are you talking about us or the listeners?
I'm talking about the listeners, dude. I'm not talking about you guys.
Put him down. Sir.
Way to go.
That's Jerry cutting Todd off. Todd, no, Todd, you're not going to answer your question.
Ernesto.
You stop talking.
I accept my nomination for G-Bag of the day, week, month, and I apologize.
I tell you what, it could have been choppy. It could have been choppy, too, because choppy started in, and Sean just beat him to the punch.
Yeah, they were both ready to
bite.
They were
both ready to go. Yeah,
we do it, dude.
Yeah.
We do it, dude.
And Bobby hits me. He's like, "What,
Bobby?"
What?
Ow, Bobby. Let's go to Blake.
Oh,
man, Blake.
Back for more? Double dipping.
I got to get him, bro. Broadus did this. Blake is not a fan of icing on the cake, so he tried to get rid of a percentage of it that's on the cake. And Broadus asked him a question, and he was talking about it.
But the cake has to be moist.
What do you do? So you just take the icing off the top of the cake?
I don't completely take it off, but I'll take off about 87%. Leave about 13% icing for the cake.
It's like you go to a dessert situation. You go on a date and you get a dessert situation.
I'm not ordering a cake.
You're not ordering a cake, are you? Because you don't want to show her that you're an idiot, right?
I'm going mousse.
Oh, I was on the good end of one finally.
You don't want to show her that you're an idiot.
He's just trying to get into your line of thinking here. It's because you don't want her to know you're a dumbass.
I love how he said he keeps 13% of the
13%
frosting on. I love that.
Random number.
I love Blake. Let me do the math real quick. What did he say, 87% or 83%?
Yeah. I think he said 87, didn't he?
I hope he said 83.
Did you hear Archer?
Yeah, he said it. Damn.
Did he? Archer was trying to figure out math, too, when he was breaking down the run-pass ratio.
He almost short-circuited.
Okay, yeah.
It's difficult, man. Have you guys been watching the wrestling lately? WWE or AEW?
No,
or
I don't think
there's anything else,
sorry,
right?
No, sir, Your Honor.
I'm sorry.
Well, okay. Well, I've been watching it a little bit.
Have you?
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Especially those cooler outfits the girls wear when they wrestle.
I'm about to say, is the lady wrestler now, it used to be just like a one-time thing. Is it now like through the whole show?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot of them now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a whole gang of them. Shout out to Sasha Banks. They should have changed the name to something money-making Monet or something. I don't know. Anyway, this guy named Gunther. He was on a WWE podcast. He's a wrestler. He was talking about a fan that he met at a meet and greet.
It's like I appreciate it, but then I did like meet and greet recently, and there was like one person, they said, drove like 9 hours or something to the meet and greet. And I said to her, I was like, appreciate it, but never do that again. Like, you do something
with, great,
do
right?
do something with your time that actually benefits you. It's like a waste of time.
Oh, that is amazing.
And I felt like she looked a bit sad, but I felt like that's the only responsible thing to say at this point. Like, I don't know. I feel like if my kid would drive somewhere and I did to see that person, I wish the same message would be transferred.
Yeah,
that's great, dude. That poor lady. She was probably so just heartbroken about that.
9 hours.
9 hours.
Wow. Told me, why'd you do that? Get out of my face. Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Turn around and go home and get do something more productive.
That's what you did? You're an idiot.
You got nothing better to do, honey?
I tell you what, though. We were at Men's Tea one time. Remember the guy we were leaving, and a guy drove 3 hours.
Yeah, I unfortunately missed that Men's Tea. I wish I wouldn't have.
But a guy drove, and the lady from Men's Tea asked me, she goes, Brian, this guy drove 3 hours. He wanted to say something to you. And I'm like, somebody drove 3 hours to say something to us? Kind of a thing. And she goes, yeah. And I so spent time with the guy. Spent like 30 minutes with the guy.
Oh, I mean, about you that? Should.
That's yeah, how just, you treat and, it right and there. I That's was how
just,
you do it.
You know, a little, I go, sir, you really drove? He goes, I drove 3 hours to just because I heard you guys were here. And I'm like, what do you got for me, man?
There you go, Tolos. If you want to chop it up with Broadus, just lie to him. Tell him you drove across the country. And you'll,
well,
you'll
I had a guy run me down
version.
In the parking lot yesterday at Jake's.
Jake's.
Like, I was putting my keys in my car, and he goes, Broadus, and he's running at me.
I would have ducked.
And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I have my bag, my computer bag, and I was ready to swing. He goes, big fan, man. Big fan of yours. Just want to say hello. You're doing a great job. You know, I'm like, oh, no.
Put her there, pal.
He did. Sweaty hand, you know, and all that. I mean, it was one of those. I'm like, hey, yeah, thanks, man. But he was yelling at me, running at me. And I literally had my bag like, okay, I'm going to hit you with this bag if you get any closer. But he was just being a Tolo fan.
Hey, man, Broadus fans are serious. I've seen it firsthand.
Broadus fans.
Broadus fans.
Bro. Yeah.
Now, this is not one, but this has been sitting in my folder for too long. Red Sox.
Sox.
The Red Sox and the Astros cleared benches about, what, 2 weeks ago? Maybe a week and a half ago, something like that.
I think it was last week.
And Astros accused the Red Sox of stealing signs.
Yeah.
The announcer, bro.
Yes, Obi, I was worried about this. I knew he was going to be angry first with Trevor Story.
Benches are empty. Here come the bullpens, too.
Yeah, imagine the Astros being mad about stealing signs.
Yeah. Might get my vote.
Yeah, that is pretty rich for the Astros to be butthurt about anything when it comes to that stuff.
And the last one I'm going to do is Fred and his son, I guess. That awkward moment they had. That's the fan phenom exchange right here. Fred's son, I guess he was trying to get him to be a phenom.
He was trying.
And he's like, look, this kid, it's in the genes, bro. All you just got to do is tap into it.
Father, don't worry about it. Focus on.
We're doing too much now.
Focus. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Welcome. It is Fan After Dark. I am Fred Davis. Special guest today. Live flew in from Kansas. The one, the only, Mr. Xavier Davis. Zave, Chiefs come in on Thanksgiving Day, but leading to that, a lot of being talked about coming back from a Super Bowl upset last year. Your thoughts on where this Kansas City Chiefs team is heading into this season?
Oh, man. Chiefs. I don't know.
Just your thoughts on the team, kind of, you know, coming back from last year. What can we expect?
The Chiefs. I don't know.
Go ahead. Just give us anything.
Just give us anything.
I don't have anything to say about the Chiefs, bro.
I don't have anything to say about the Chiefs. I asked you before.
Nothing. This is what I'm saying. I don't know what to talk about.
Okay.
I need to talk on the radio for 2 minutes.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to
say. Sorry, bro.
Oh, man, it was so great to be courtside for that yesterday, man. What a great experience.
He's a good kid, though, man.
Oh, he's a great kid. Him and Fred have a great relationship. It was so fun to watch them interact.
Yeah, absolutely.
And his son was just not having it.
He was not having it, yeah.
Not at all. All right, that's fantastic. Is it your four-time champ looking for five? Sean's crash out on Tolo Ernesto. Is it Blake Elliott? Not a fan of the icing on the cake. WWE man Gunther essing on a huge fan of his. Not one, but we had the Red Sox and Astros clearing the benches, or is it Fred and his son at the Phenom party last night? I think I'm going to go. I'm going to make Sean five. That's my vote. Lucius, what say you?
I mean, the way it just swept through here this week, I got to go with the Shondaliza clip.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Your rendered useless vote brought us.
I'm going to vote for my man, Blake.
There we go. By a score of 2-1. And now five-time status. Sean is your champion.
There'll be a new one on Monday.
He'll be up. Yeah, we have a vacant champion. And Sean will have an opportunity to win G-Bag of the Year, which I know he's very excited about.
He'll have to battle me for it. I got like seven in the category.
Everyone's battling you, and we're only halfway done with the year, bro. You're gonna have double digit nominees when it's all said and done.
There's some post game, pre game shows. Something will happen.
We might have a big sweaty Dak nominee coming up. Who knows? What you did today? Yeah. Back into the Pimp Cup, LA Live on a Friday.
Yeah, it's a feel good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. Time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody get high. Oh! That's my favorite thing about LA is the people out there are just so god pretty, man. I'll tell you how it happened. Back in the 20s, they started making movies out there. And when they did, all these beautiful people from all over America flocked the f*** out there to be in the movies. And they couldn't all be in the movies. Some of them got regular jobs, but they met those people that were in the movies. They got together. They had these beautiful babies. And those babies grew up and met other babies from the same area, and they got together and had even more beautiful babies. And almost the exact opposite thing is happening right now in Kansas.
That is good.
Kansas is full of ugly quitters. Have you ever been there? It's true. Those people that live on the West Coast, their forefathers got on the Oregon Trail and fought hardships you and I can't even dream of with starvation and weather and crossing the Rocky Mountains. Not those people in Kansas. Their forefathers got on the Oregon Trail. St. Louis, Missouri. They got to Kansas, said, "F*** it, I'm staying here, and I'm going to f*** that fat girl right over there." We had a baby. It looks like a potato. And that potato grew up and met another potato from the same town. And abracadabra, Topeka.
The great Ron White right there. This is LA Live for Friday, August 8th, 2025. It's a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. I mean, every week is wilder and wilder and wilder. But let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs, because if you get arrested tonight, you will not see the judge until Monday, homie. Just telling you. Mind your speeds, because it's still Operation Slowdown out here. They're writing hella tickets and patting themselves on the back about it, and I'm not mad at them for it. Because y'all are driving awful out here, so they need all the help we can get. Still Operation Slowdown on these streets, so slow down. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. Speaking of emotions here, fellas, did y'all see the Shikari Richardson airport video?
I did.
Okay.
That's my LSU Tiger gal.
She is. Might be a little crash dummy. Might be a little too emotional. If you're not up to speed, she was arrested last week, I believe it was, for shoving her boyfriend, Christian did. Coleman, another yeah. sprinter,
yeah.
around at the airport at Seattle.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, the homegirl abusive.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
The homegirl met. For domestic violence.
She might be. Christian Coleman declined to press charges.
Yeah.
Because, he, you know, he says.
He did the right thing.
Yeah, probably.
He had a roller bag, and he rolled in a circle. He just kept rolling
and
around.
And she kept coming after him. He tried to get away from it.
He just kept right rolling around.
Makes me think, too. Mike Fisher. Mike Fisher used to always say, hey, if the girls start acting like that, run.
Yeah.
Guess what, Mike? How am I going to run for Shikari Richardson? Huh?
Yeah.
Tell me that one, Mike. How am I going to run from her, fam?
She will run you down.
Checkmate, Mike.
Come on, bro.
But I think he did the right thing. He just kind of kept rolling his bag and trying to kind of, you know, move away from her.
Now, I would want a homegirl to get some help.
Yeah.
Because if your reaction to anger is slapping me in front of all these people in the airport or hitting me or pushing me or whatever, putting your hands on me, you can't calm down enough to know that you're Shikari Richardson and everybody's looking at you. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah. It would have been a pretty cool scene, though, to see him take off and then she takes off after him. And it'd be the fastest airport chase of all time.
Yeah,
that would have been.
If you had any advice for Coleman, if like he was your family member or a son or something like that, what would advice you give to him knowing that his girlfriend got a quick trigger on the anger side of the game?
Yeah, man, she's really pretty.
Yeah.
And she's really athletic.
That's what's keeping giving her a chance here.
Talk this one out, man.
Talk it out.
Just,
all right.
Just got to figure it out.
Oh,
by the way, Lucius Fred said they're not all people from Topeka are ugly. He's just saying. That's Fred.
Hit dogs holler.
Fred's the outlier.
Hit dogs holler.
Oh, the homegirl abusive.
I would say for that man to make sure she gets some type of help because you guys can end up in a weird situation because of her anger.
Oh, for sure.
Get up in a weird situation because of her anger.
Yeah. Let this be a lesson, man. Let this be the rock bottom. Don't let this get worse.
Yeah. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV this weekend, y'all. I'm talking to Tolos or DFW Scanner. I really don't want to see you on DFW Scanner. That is a scary place to be. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Yeah. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. This is always awkward when this happens, but hold on. I know. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always awkward when this happens, but RIP to 24-year-old adult content creator, Miss John Doe.
Oh, no.
AKA Lena Bina.
I think she had some surgery done that was complicated.
Yeah,
right?
You're right, man. Yeah. You're right. It was her, allegedly, according to somebody who claims to be her sister, she died from a blood clot after getting her third BBL.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Third BBL.
Third one.
Why do you have to get more than one?
I don't have enough for three BBLs, bro. I don't have enough for it. God didn't bless me like that, bro. Mm. Maybe one and a half BBLs I can deal with. Three BBLs, you got to go get somebody else.
Yeah, you're doing too much after that.
Doing way too much. But it's always awkward to see that because people, like, you know, retweet her highlights.
Yeah.
And it'd be like a dove and a smile. I mean, a crying face and a broken heart or something like that. Mm. She was one of them. And you look at the video and it's just yagada, 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 yagada.
We lost a legend.
Yeah, we lost a legend. The angel's wings, crying hard, tears. Just bam, bam, bam. Like, we couldn't find another video. God.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, man. RIP to her and RIP to my friend who used to be in the business.
Oh, no.
XO Princess. Anybody know about her, man? Kind of awkward when they go past. Shaquille O'Neal says he'll put on a dress if the Cowboys lose a season opener against the Eagles.
Oh, no.
Better get fitted.
Bro, I feel like he just wants to put on a dress, bro.
Yeah, it's a good
Who
point.
Makes a bet like that, dog?
That's crazy.
Did he
crazy.
Do that before in a commercial? Well,
that was Larry, Charles Barkley.
Or Larry Johnson did it, too.
Like, yeah, he had a whole campaign.
I thought Shaq maybe did it one time. Did Shaq never put on?
I don't remember seeing Shaq in a dress.
Mama Shaq or something like that.
I don't know,
maybe I know about Larry Johnson.
When I think of dude in a dress, I think of Dennis Rodman. I think of Ricky Williams.
Ricky Williams, yeah. Wedding dress.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like Shaq just wants to put one on. He says he's going to wear Charles Barkley's dress that was in that commercial.
Okay.
The Weight Watchers commercial.
So it's not going to be like sundress style?
No. Gross. breast milk.
Oh,
breast,
here we go.
Breast milk ice cream has been trending all week. People have been talking about it. I'm not a big fan of it because it's not actual breast milk. I want real breast milk if it's going to be a breast milk. I want all the nutrients. Don't fake me out.
Amen.
Fake me out, bro. But if you're into milk, which a lot of people are nowadays, nearly 24 people in Florida are ill after drinking raw milk.
Oh, that's what I like to do. What's going on
the
here?
Raw milk.
Get a bad batch.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Let's go to Tampa Bay 10.
Florida health officials are warning consumers about the risks of raw milk after dozens of people became sick.
Florida health officials say E. coli and bacteria linked to raw milk made at least 21 people sick.
21.
Children. 7 were hospitalized. 2 developed severe complications. The unpasteurized milk came from a single farm in Florida, which the Department of Health is not naming. They do say its products are sold in the Northeast and Central Florida regions. It's illegal to sell raw milk for people in Florida, but it's often sold as pet food, which is a legal loophole that's growing in popularity.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the hazards of it, man. You got to have a trustworthy farm.
Yeah, so you got to have a milk plug, in a sense.
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
And
you gotta trust those folks.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually went to the farm, toured it, had the kiddos petting the cows.
Straight from the cow to the bottle? Is that how you go?
Yeah, they have like a little something that it goes through, but it doesn't pasteurize it. I don't know all the ins and outs of it. It doesn't necessarily, they're not going like from udder to bottle and then boom, here you go, customer. But close.
Dang. Does it taste good?
Man, it tastes good. Bro, I'm for real. I'll bring some up here.
No.
You don't want to try it?
Tear me up, bro. I'll blow up.
No, I hear you.
Like that violet. How she got bigger and bigger, yeah. Started turning to a blueberry. Oh,
snap. Yeah, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, I get big as hell.
Willy Wonka, right? Is it Willy Wonka?
Yeah. So be careful for that if you out there drinking that milk. I'll get you a good plug, like Eric said.
Circle and Dairy Farms, man. They'll get it done.
There we go. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Feel Good Friday. Summer break is ending for the kids. I feel like it's a little bit early. It's always like after the holiday, right?
See, I was thinking the same thing, dude. I don't know if they've tweaked the calendar a little bit, but I'm going, we're like second week of August, and we're already back?
Yeah.
The school zones are back now? That's like, for me, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, that blows.
One of the things that my mother used to hate, my mother and father, he figured it out, but during the summers, my sister and I, my siblings, whatever, we make a whole lot of dishes. Whole lot of dishes. You know, you're always using different cups because you're outside playing and you come in, you're thirsty, you grab a different cup instead of sticking with that one cup like you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've tried all types of different things. Paper plates and all, you know, just
yeah.
And then we got to the point where it's just wake up, clean the house, and get out and stay out until they get home.
Yeah, drink from the hose.
Yeah. That became the thing. I ran up on this story right here of this kid. He tried to do an experiment on his mother when it comes to the dishes in summertime. That's how it turned out for him.
My mom be so miserable during summer because she still got to work and I'm home. Oh yeah, well I'm going to work. Make sure you do them dishes. I clean the dishes before she leave. It better not be no dishes when I get back. It won't, because I won't be in the house to make any. Make sure you take that trash out. Y'all know I did an experiment on my mom one time. I didn't eat in the house. I didn't eat food from the house in a week. I didn't drink out of no cup. I didn't use a dish in a week. I didn't throw nothing in her trash can, in the main trash can, for a week. And it's only me and her in the house. And I wanted to see if she noticed. I wanted to see if she noticed that it was her nasty ass did all that. I said, yo, mom. She said, make sure you clean them dishes. You always leaving dishes in there. I looked at her like she lost her mind. I said, yo, those your dishes. Looked at her with a little smirk. Those your dishes, yo.
Yo.
Do your dishes. My mom slapped the shit at me, and I never tried to experiment again.
Those your dishes, yo.
Yo. Those your dishes.
Those your dishes, yo.
That's fantastic.
That is good.
Good effort on the experiment. The conclusion backfired.
It totally did. Oh, man. All right, I'm about to get up out of here. If you're anything like me, you came up, listened to a song like this right before the school started, man. This right here, bro. Right before school. You feel like you had a possibility in the future about yourself.
We're going to be in the radio business.
Yeah, I'm going to do something. I'm going to be somebody one day. Lies, bro. Lies.
And then you put your head on your desk.
Yeah, lies. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. Y'all be safe this weekend. I'll be black Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm out of here. Holla.
Yes, sir. He's done it once again in LA Live. G-Bag of the Day in the books here on a Friday in the G-Bag Nation. We have Cowboys pregame and Cowboys action going down tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
3 o'clock, got some, you and I, right?
Yeah, 3 o'clock tomorrow. We'll hit the pregame show, and then it'll be Walchuk and Broaddus in the post for just 2 hours.
Yeah, halftime.
A little halftime action. Can't forget the halftime. That's going to be an award-winning halftime show.
Get your calls in, too, after the game. Now.
That's right. Get your calls in, and let's go ahead and prep our bodies for Rangers Phillies next right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.